you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Wednesday, November 9th, 2016, post-election morning. Were you like me, staying up very late last night? Well, it's a time now for our land to find some healing, as probably about half of the citizens of the United States are rejoicing or encouraged, and the other half is disappointed and quite possibly angry. So I hope the music that I've selected and the verse I'm about to read will be a foundation stone for us all to build on as we move forward to unite this country, bringing about healing and hope for all. Reading from John chapter 17, verses 20 through 23. And this is Jesus speaking. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. A favorite song that always grounds me into a new day, Fernando Ortega singing Give Me Jesus, followed by Revive Us, O Lord, by Steve Camp, as I only got to play about 30 seconds of it yesterday at the tail end of the time with Joey Kroll. But here's Fernando Ortega, Give Me Jesus, followed by Revive Us, O Lord, by Steve Camp.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. And when I am alone, oh, and when I am alone, and when I am alone, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Thank you. this world, but give me Jesus. Gentle voice.
Just love those two songs, Give Me Jesus by Fernando Ortega and Revive Us, O Lord by Steve Camp. As if you're like me and probably most of the rest of the country, a little bit worn out from this whole election process. But I trust we can move forward and as Christians be effective witnesses bringing hope, encouragement, and love to those around us. My Wednesday and Friday co-host, Pastor Jason Schiffo, is busy about the Lord's work, but yesterday he sent me a couple links to two great short election messages, this one by John MacArthur, which is titled Election Day of Encouragement. Here's John MacArthur.
Hey, I get it. Lots of people are worried about the election. I've got good news for you. I read the end of the book, and Christ wins. Christ wins. We who are in Christ win. Paul says we march in his triumph. Jesus said, I will build my church. And even death itself, the gates of Hades, he called it, cannot prevail against it. The prophet Isaiah said, God always accomplishes his purpose. It may not look very promising to you, but the promises of God will be fulfilled. Redemptive history is on schedule. History is really his story unfolding. So whatever happens or doesn't happen in an election has, listen carefully, absolutely no bearing on the advancement of the gospel and the kingdom of God. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight." They're not fighting for anything in this temporal world because my kingdom transcends this world. We're part of the transcendent kingdom. Redemptive history is on schedule, and it's unfolding exactly the way God intends it for his glory, the advance of the gospel, and the building of his church. Be encouraged.
That was John MacArthur with a short message titled Election Day Encouragement. And aren't we all pleased that God is in control? Here's Truth singing, God is in control.
Does it seem like the world is chaotically turning? Sin and shame unarraigned and godly men are adjourning. Just hold your hat and know that the final truth is God is in control. Though godless men conspire, his will unfolds. Though mortal minds are sometimes left to doubt, his ways are high.
Yes, indeed, God is in control. We are so glad that He oversees all things and nothing can happen outside of His permissive will. Well, another short message that Pastor Jason Schiffel sent me yesterday as we talked about how are people going to feel after the election results. And this short message is by John Piper. It's titled, Every President Will Be a Footnote. So let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are in charge. So regardless of politics or policy or the whirlwind of things going on around you, we need not be shaken. Here's John Piper.
One day, America, with her brief history and all of her presidents, is going to be a footnote in the history of the world, and the kingdom of Jesus will go on unshaken forever. I remember in 1989, the San Francisco, Oakland earthquake. I put aside my sermon for the following Sunday because the whole nation was talking about 63 people dead, 3,800 injured, $6 billion of damage as the world was shaking. I put aside my sermon and I preached from Hebrews 12:28. We have a kingdom that cannot be shaken. So let us render to God suitable worship with reverence and awe. There come times in the life of a nation when we need to be made stable, when everything seems unstable, because we Christians belong to a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Jesus said, Heaven and earth may pass away, my words will not pass away. Peter said in his second letter that the heavens and the earth are going to dissolve and there will be a new heaven and a new earth. When we pray daily, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. We're anticipating that great promise in the book of Revelation. The kingdoms of this world have become finally and decisively and outwardly the kingdom of our God. So there are seasons, and we are in one of them, always in one of them, when we need reminding that our kingdom is unshakable. This world will run its course according to God's plan, and then His people will be welcomed into an everlasting, joyful, righteous, holy, peaceful kingdom that cannot ever be shaken.
That was Pastor John Piper. Our kingdom is unshakable as God is in fact in control. So take heart, regardless of who you may have voted for. Let's, as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, bring about His fragrance of love and care and compassion to those who voted differently from us, as we want to be a good, encouraging witness, sharing the good news message of Jesus, because we know that He, the Lord Jesus Christ, will carry us through. Closing out the program today on the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends is Scott Wesley Brown singing, He Will Carry You. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
There is no problem too big. God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall. He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark. God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep. He cannot soothe it. If He carry the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my brother, that He will carry you. If He carried the weight of the world.
God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall, He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark, God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow.